Braves and Brewers, the ageless Bartolo Colon getting ready to face Chase Anderson. We'll take it to the bottom of the fifth, Ryan Braun at the plate.
He's doing all he can to put that behind him because he's doing that. Long home run to Ryan Braun.
Fly ball, left center field, toward the gap. Broxton running wide open, lays out, can't make the play. Two hops the fence. In to score Swanson. Adams will touch home, standing at second with a two-run double as Ender Inciarte. And it's 8-6. Inciarte dropping that one in the gap despite the best efforts of the fleet-footed Broxton in center field.
Teron and Peterson, the base runners. The pitch to Kirk. Line drive, there's a base hit. Braun's coming up clean. Here comes Julio streaking around third. He's going to score without a play. And the Braves have tied it up 8-8 in the eighth.
Wow. How awesome was that? You get the hit and you get Julio home without getting hurt.
Swing and a fly ball hammered center field. Long run Broxton. That ball is gone by Freeman. Oh, baby, it's Miller time in the ninth for Freddie Freeman. A two-run homer to put the Braves in front.
Folks, I know that Eric Thames, Bryce Harper, and others are getting a lot of headlines, and rightfully so. But nobody's doing it any better than Freddie. They're just doing it as well. That fastball is supposed to be away. It was down the middle, and he got him over, he got him around, and he got them both in.
10-8 Braves is your final score. Bartolo Colon goes 5 innings, allowing 6 earned runs on 10 hits. Chase Anderson goes 6, allowing 4 earned runs on 4 hits. Ryan Snitker and the Braves able to pull off the 10-8 win against the Brewers on Friday. They're now riding a 3-game winning streak after dropping 6 straight. Here's the Braves skipper.
No. It's it's the guy we want up there. That's the reason why.
Well, you overcome 2 4-run deficits in one night. That's
Yeah, that says a lot about these guys. I mean, just kind of the way they are. I mean, it's just that group in there, and they've been doing that for the almost year that I've been here. You know, so that's good to see. And guys had some good at bats, and again, the bullpen did a good job. And with the exception of the homer, I mean, it's pretty good.
How about Kurt Suzuki with 2 days in a row with a
big hit? Yeah, big hit. It was kind of short a little bit, and he'd been a little hot, so worked out good to have him hit and stay in the game.
Pinch running Julio Teron there, a little unconventional.
Yeah, well, it's we got one shot to tie the game, and he's been on the bases a lot. I mean, he's got a lot of hits, and he's been experienced on the bases. I don't really like to do that, but kind of like where we're at with kind of a short bench, then you just have to do some of them things like that sometimes, and kind of worked out good where we could hit Kurt and just keep him in the game.
So the thought process behind that is you want to put him in there because you want to save the other guys if they need to go up and pinch hit.
Yeah, I mean, we may need Bonnie to – Bonnie's our multifaceted guy right now. He can come in and play on the dirt and out all the outfield positions, so I just really don't want to burn him until we absolutely have to. And right there, it's just some – it's – like I say, Julio can outrun – Tyler and so we just want to give ourselves the best chance to score the tying run.
Chase with another two-hit game.
Yeah, so he's doing good. I mean, like I say, he's got a lot of playing time in his hybrid role. I mean, he's done a really good job. Dansby has a lot better at bats today, and that ball he hit that ball really hard to center field, and a couple of good at bats, some good takes for the walks, and so they were working on some things today and kind of on a positive note there, with the things they accomplished. So this kid's gonna hit. I mean, he can hit. I mean, he's too talented, and everybody goes through that, but he's a confident young man, and I think he's gonna be okay.
Is Ender okay?
Yeah, I think he's better after the game than when he went out there. It hurts naturally, and he's like sore. It's like, I know you just fouled a ball off of it. But he said he was all right, and he'll get treatment. He'll be okay.
What do you even tell Dansby to help maintain that frustration? Because he's hitting the ball well. They're just making good plays against him, too.
Plays, and you know, it's just he's getting away from – you get away from things, and I think, you know, it's a – you start trying to do too much, and we just need him to be him, be a handsy guy. And you know, like I say, he and Sites, I think, had a really good session today, and it was a good at-bats today, three really good at-bats today. So that's a step in the right direction.
Saturday, Jaime Garcia takes the hill for the Braves. He'll face the Brewers' Jimmy Nelson.